Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
What's up, Spartans? Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of mental toughness. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? You know that feeling when you trip on air, miss a deadline, or just plain bomb at something you thought you could nail? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you the seemingly disastrous moments could actually be your secret weapon? Today, we're diving into the powerful concept of embracing failure as an opportunity for growth. Buckle up, Spartans, because this is going to be a mind-blowing ride. Now, let me tell you, I'm not talking about throwing caution to the wind and jumping headfirst into every reckless decision. We're not aiming for chaos here, just a shift in perspective. Think of it like this. Failure isn't the opposite of success, it's a stepping stone on the path to it. Every time you stumble, you get a chance to analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach, and come back stronger. It's like those video games where you respawn after dying, you learn from that last level, tweak your strategy, and conquer the next one. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reframe failure and turn it into your superpower. First off, failure is a universal experience. Everyone, and I mean everyone, experiences setbacks. From CEOs to Olympic athletes, even those rock stars you idolize have had their fair share of flops. Remember that humbling moment when Justin Timberlake forgot the words during his Super Bowl performance? Yeah, even he's not immune. Second, failure is a learning opportunity. When things don't go as planned, it's like your brain screaming, hey, pay attention. There's something here we need to figure out. Analyze what went wrong. Was it a lack of preparation? Did you misjudge the situation? By dissecting those failures, you gain invaluable insights that will help you succeed next time. Third, failure builds resilience. Think of those muscles you're constantly working out at the gym. The more you push yourself, the stronger they become. Failure is like the mental workout. Each setback strengthens your ability to bounce back and keep going even when things get tough. It's about developing that mental fortitude, that never-give-up attitude that separates the winners from the quitters. Fourth, failure can lead to innovation. Sometimes, the most groundbreaking ideas come from those moments of aha, after a failed attempt. Remember Thomas Edison? He famously said, I have not failed, I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. By embracing failure as a stepping stone, you open yourself up to new possibilities and unexpected breakthroughs. Finally, celebrate your failures. Seriously, give yourself a pat on the back for even taking the risk in the first place. It takes guts to put yourself out there and try something new, even if it doesn't always go as planned. So, next time you face a setback, don't beat yourself up about it. See it as a learning experience, a chance to grow, and an opportunity to come back even stronger. Okay, Spartans, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're prepping for that big presentation at work. You've poured your heart and soul into it, the research, the slides, the whole 9 yards. But when it comes time to deliver, your voice cracks, your mind goes blank, and you fumble through the entire thing. Ouch. That's a total flop, right? But here's the key. How do you respond to that moment? Do you wallow in self-pity and let it derail your confidence? Or do you use it as fuel for improvement? Analyze what went wrong. Maybe you were nervous, maybe you needed better practice. Then take action. Refine your presentation. Work on your public speaking skills, and come back even stronger next time. Then, you've turned a potential disaster into a stepping stone to success. So remember, Spartans, failure is not the end of the line, it's the beginning of something new. Embrace those setbacks, learn from them, and use them to propel yourself forward. Remember that quote by Winston Churchill, success is not final, failure is not fatal, it is the courage to continue that counts. Keep pushing, keep growing, and never ever give up on your dreams. This has been Logan Cruz, signing off with a reminder. Turn those setbacks into comebacks. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, maybe even tag me on social media and tell me about your biggest lesson learned from a failure. Until next time, Spartans, stay strong, stay focused, and keep crushing your goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.